a little three-bedroom, one-bathroom house that my parents paid $5,000 for, sold just last year for $425,000. And it needed about, $100,000 worth of work done on it. And our son just happened to drive by one day and saw the for sale sign. So he called the real estate agent and said, "My mother grew up in that house. Could she possibly come see it?" He said, "Sure." So we went by, and I just about cried.
Aww.
It was so sad.
Was it different?
You can't go home again. Do you know
Oh,
that?
No.
You cannot go home
I
again.
I haven't found that out yet.
The reason I say that is because these people had children who were 18 to 19 years old, and they had let them draw on the walls when they were children, and they had never painted over the walls. It was embarrassing to see. My room just had writing all over the wall. You know, just... But they were getting a divorce, so that's why they were selling the house.
Wow, so tell me a little bit about it. What do you remember?
The house?
The house.
Oh, I loved the house. Mm-hmm. It was, you would come into a living room, not like this house where you come into an entrance mm-hmm. hall. And in there was a sofa, and a table next to that with a lamp where my father always sat mm-hmm. and read the paper. And it was green, always. I don't know why. It was always green. Through the years, they must have changed it, but I don't remember. And we had a TV. We got a TV when I was a senior in high school, so that was in 1951. And it was black and white, and the house was heated by radiators. Mm-hmm. We did have a furnace, but it was radiator heat. Mm-hmm. Then you went from, and my sister and I always sat on the radiator when we would come home from school because it was so nice and warm. Mm-hmm. And the house was not cold, but it just wasn't as well insulated as houses now. And then you would go through an archway into the dining room. And then my parents' room, and then one bathroom and a hall where there was a... nice chest, and the telephone was there, and that's where we talked to our boyfriends, you know. We thought we'd turn out the hall light, and it'd be nice and dark and romantic. And we were allowed to talk about 30 minutes on the phone. And, of course, I don't know why. I think my daddy thought he had to pay extra if he, you know, we talked longer than that. I don't know. And then my room was off to the left, and my sister's room was straight ahead. And then we had a breakfast room and a kitchen. And my husband was a devil. He one day went in my sister's room. We wore belts a lot then. And he strung about 40 belts across her closet. So she came home from a date one night and opened the closet door, and she couldn't get in the closet because of all he had strung. I mean, it was... She was rather mad, and then the day of our of my trousseau tea. Everybody had a trousseau tea, well, a trousseau tea is just before you get married. Your mother gives you this tea, and invites guests, and they come and look at your presents, and they look at the clothes you're gonna take on your honeymoon, and. It's just a very old, you should know about that.
Mm-hmm. I should.
It's a Southern custom.
Okay.
And my mother was getting ready to vacuum, and we had a maid then who came all the time, but mother liked to do the vacuuming because she did it better, she thought.